Coming into a posture conducive for stillness, sitting, standing, or lying down, attending to the clarity through the posture of the spine, in whatever plane the spine is resting, and going for the feeling of a free flow of energy through the torso. The spaciousness to take a full breath, if that's available to the body right now, or to breathe in any way that's comfortable. We'll begin with the breath as a first focal point, an anchor, and then open into a bit of reflection on the quality of impermanence or arising and passing. And this is a fundamental vipassana inquiry. Beginning with the posture, sensing the whole body and its posture. So there's the sense known as proprioception, you know, where the limbs are, how the body's arranged in space, from the inside. So not as though you're looking at the body from the outside like a shape. But if your eyes are closed, you have the felt sense of the posture of the body. And from proprioception, we have a sense of the field of sensation that fills the body and even extends out beyond the body a little bit. And begin to fill out that field of sensation with presence. As if on the in-breath, you expand your sense of being able to take in sensation or perceive sensation. The in-breath presses the field of awareness outward. And on the out-breath, we hold that sense of the field of sensation wide. And you can play with this. It's really meant to be effortless. It's mostly a function of relaxing. But there's the sense that the breath is really expanding and contracting through a field of presence that fills the body and the space around the body. And you can feel all of it all at once. As you have a sense of this field of body, breath, presence, you might deepen the breath a little. Or lengthen the breaths, feeling the wave of the breath moving through this whole field. We really establish the breathing body as an anchor or a home base for awareness, for mindfulness. Mindfulness not in a distant or neutral way, but mindfulness with curiosity, engagement, and some intention to keep the energy full and moving. Once you have a sense of the rising and falling wave through the whole body, you can let go of pushing on it so much and just relax into the natural breath moving as an expanding and contracting wave through the body. And we begin to tune into the process of change. Stabilizing attention with the wave of the breath. Bring into awareness the changing nature of the breathing body. You feel the beginning of the in-breath, and the growing pressure and movement in the body until the top of the in-breath, and then the turnaround of the out-breath, and the beginning, and the emptying, and the movement of the body. In the bottom of the out-breath. And it can be helpful to, if you're still with long breaths, divide the breath into these three sections, the beginning, middle, and end parts of the breath, of each side of the breath. If you include the slight pause or the turning around at the top and bottom. And there's 8 moments in the cycle of one full in and out breath. You don't have to name them or create any strain trying to track them. But you know that they're happening. And you can, of course, name them or count them or visualize them as a circle or oval or other shape. Or feel the way the breath moves in and out of the body. Any of these are methods that support the heart of concentration, which is staying steady with it. And the heart of inquiry or vipassana, really seeing clearly that each part of the breath has a beginning and an end, and then something else happens. if attention is clear and connecting with each part of the breath, you might include in your inquiry just the felt sense of constant change, the way the breath is changing, sensations are changing, sounds, everything that comes into our consciousness appears and changes and disappears. And begin to watch or feel this process unfolding. You just include change as an object of meditation here. The breath can still be primary anchor. But as the breath changes, you're noting change. If that feels a little abstract or not so easy to connect with, a variation is just to notice the beginnings of things. The beginning of the in-breath, the beginning of the out-breath, the beginning of a movement, if you move the body a little, the beginning of a sound, if a sound appears. Just notice each thing that you can perceive as it begins. Often the beginnings of things are easier to track. With some things like sounds, and often with thoughts and sensations, we notice them somewhere in the middle of their process. We become aware of them. They've been going on for some time. So you could start to include the middle of the breath as a way to feel what it's like to notice something in the middle of its arc. It's already begun, it's changing. If the mind wanders, rather than just jumping it back to the breath, like in concentration practice, you might notice this is the thought in the middle. I'm seeing it in the middle. If there's some concentration, you might catch the thought right at the beginning, and you can notice this is the arising of a thought. So you can notice the arising, the middle, or the changing. When you notice a thought and you have the intention to come back to the breath, the thought ends. And so noticing endings. And you can notice the end of the in-breath and the end of the out-breath. Notice the end of a sound, remembering that it's been here and you notice when it's no longer. Ending. So there's the arising, the sustaining and changing, and the passing. Everything that passes through awareness does this. So we can play with this in our meditation. If it gets a little complicated, you just come back to resting with the breath. Or resting with the stability of mindfulness in a field of constant change. And you notice as the mind goes to things, that things are arising, sustaining, passing. And the practice of resting with arising and passing is to really stabilize the sense of observing and not cling to anything as it appears and disappears. And just notice that sensation, movement, breath, images, sounds, thoughts, feelings, smells and tastes. Everything that comes in through awareness has a beginning, sustains for some time, and passes. So we'll practice in investigating in this way, in silence. Tonight I'll finish the meditation with the short verses that praise the triple gem of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Each one is traditionally followed by a bow, so if that's part of your practice, you can bow after each one of these. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddham Bhagavantam Abhivadami. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami.